Business owners and property developers trying to tap the banks for funding know how hard this can be. There's an inbuilt reluctance to fund anything slightly speculative, not to mention slow credit approvals and rigid requirements. So what do you do if you're an entrepreneur in search of funding? You go to angel investors or you seek out alternative funding sources. There's a large and growing gap between traditional bank lending and the needs of property developers and investors. We're joined now by Brent Geddes, founder of Geddes Capital, to get a better understanding of the world of alternative funding. Hi, Brent. Let's start there. What is alternative funding and why does it exist?
Hi there. Yeah. So there is a massive gap, as you mentioned, between entrepreneurs and property developers needing money and then ultimately getting to the point where they can get bank funding. And we're finding this gap, as you mentioned, growing and growing and growing over the last few years. So we've had quite a resurgence of businesses and companies wanting to play in the space, offering slightly more flexible terms to the clients and SMEs, allowing them to get finance and get them to the point where they're ready to take on bank finance. Now, in this space, I think just to kind of put this into a little bit of perspective, I think at the start of your journey as an entrepreneur or property developer, your kind of only real option is sort of friend and family money. But as soon as you've got a little bit of a track record and things are going a little bit, you kind of then can kind of move to the more unsecured space. And once you've kind of built up a little bit more credibility and bought some assets, you can then get into the more secured space. And once you move on from the secured alternate lending space, you can ultimately move into bank funding. And I think that's kind of the journey that most entrepreneurs and property developers go through.
It seems that banks are averse to funding certain types of projects, and we often hear how inflexible they are in terms of repayment schedules. So how does Geddes Capital address this?
Yeah, very much so. So, I mean, we obviously fund a wide variety of businesses, from manufacturing company to service businesses, and also property developers, particularly the sort of middle tier property developers. And I think to use property development as an example, it's a nice place to start. When you're a property developer and you want to do you've got an opportunity, and there's plenty of opportunities around at the moment in that space, particularly in the Western Cape market we're seeing. But you first have to own the piece of land. So, I mean, that's kind of a first requirement. So, if you don't own the piece of land, the bank's definitely not even going to come close to you. But firstly, you need to own the banks. Then what the bank also kind of requires before they will actually start funding you is they want you to then also go through the process of proving this opportunity. And that involves paying for all the professional services, so your architects, your structural engineers, your fire engineers, and then the actual marketing of the property. So, you know, setting up a website with all the plans showing what this new development is going to look like, and then to actually start the sales process and getting pre-sales in place to prove that this project is going to be successful. Only then will a bank really come to the party and provide the funding, and that's after they've sent countless quantity surveyors doing significant amount of work to work out exactly when and how they can give you the money. So before you can even get money from the bank, you need to get quite far down the line to then start. This one, it delays the timing in terms of the whole project for you to actually sort of start getting out the ground because you have to kind of scrounge your coppers and get these things together. And then also you have to have these pre-sales in place. Now, I mean, just one example we had recently was we funded a developer in Stellenbosch. And when we secured the piece of land for him and started out the project, the price in the rands per square meter in Stellenbosch for these student accommodation studios, if you call them, they were going at around sort of 70,000 to 80,000 rand a square meter. In the 12 to 18 months that he actually secured the piece of land, sort of went through the process to actually get this property out the ground and then could actually sell, the pricing is now in Stellenbosch at around about 125,000 rand a square meter. So if he actually took bank funding initially, he'd have had to pre-sell at 670, 80,000 rand a square meter, as opposed to rather coming to us who don't require that, and he can actually get the uplift of the property market. And that was actually 30, 40 million rand difference in terms of value to this property developer on a small site, wasn't even a big site, to that guy. So it just shows you that going to the alternate lenders is not necessarily always more expensive. If we understand your business, understand what you need, we don't allow you to go, we don't need all these sort of tough, difficult requirements that the banks do before they will kind of eke out the money to actually let you build.
It's interesting that you mentioned the whole cycle of the property development, from purchasing the property, getting all the zoning requirements in place, and sometimes that happens in parallel. But the pre-sales, that was always a big obstacle for a lot of property developers. And, market conditions change and some of those pre-sales fall off. And, of course, your cost of construction, as you've just mentioned, they can go up in the interim. So you're saying that in your particular model, you don't require pre-sales. Did I understand that correctly?
That is totally correct, yes. So in our model, we're trying to just take all those pain points that these property developers have when dealing with the banks and try to solve them as best we can. So, for example, we will actually buy into the entrepreneur or the property developer's vision for the site. So, we understand the market, we're entrepreneurs ourselves, so we also understand what he wants to do. Because he's in property development, he obviously thinks the prices are going up, right? So he doesn't want to pre-sell now, he only wants to wait until the property's finished. So we don't require that. We'll help him secure the land. We will provide facilities enough that he can then pay for the hundreds of thousands of rands that you need for these certain engineers, town planners, architects that you have to have involved in the whole process, getting to the point where you can sort of get the project out the ground. The fact that we're giving him this liquidity and this money earlier on in the process just means that he can move, he can make decisions, he can pay deposits for contractors, he can make sure that they're ready to break ground as soon as they need to and as soon as the plans have been approved. So all of a sudden, he's got the money to do these things, but it speeds up the entire process of actually getting the project finished and completed and to market. And then, in his view, hopefully the market's at the point where it's going up and he can sell the units at an even higher price. So even though sometimes we can be perceived as sort of slightly more expensive, I think in retrospect, I think most of the clients that we've funded have kind of said to us, we're cheaper than a bank because the bank actually would have just delayed the project. They wouldn't have got to market quick enough. They forced the pre-sales at much lower values. They've been incredibly happy with us.
There's another aspect about property development, and I don't know to what extent it applies today, but mezzanine financing. So you would go to the bank with a project and they would maybe fund 80% of it, and you'd have to come up with the remaining 20%, which was often at very, very high interest rates of about 5% a month. How do you handle that?
Yeah, we are also very happy to do that. So where we do offer a solution where we can actually secure land and go through the whole building process to completion, that's not always the role we play. So we can play any role in the process. So if, we can just secure the land and then when the guy's ready to move to a bank and the bank is happy with where they are in the process, the bank can take us out and carry on with the project. So that's totally, totally fine. The other thing that a lot of these property developers do have is, yes, there's this one project, but they may have other security. So we can provide a facility alongside the bank. So yes, they've got, they're doing a big development. This often applies to the slightly sort of bigger and larger property developers. They're going through a huge site. It's a big project. It's lots of money involved. The bank is funding, and these guys have done all the right boxes and ticked all the right boxes for the bank, but they always need maybe a little 2 million or 5 million or 10 million working capital facility on the side that they can use just to keep the process going. You know, because often the banks say they need the quanti surveyor, then they won't pay the contractors until the quanti surveyor has been. And so the quanti surveyor doesn't want to carry on doing the work until the time is that they've been paid. So it's nice for these guys to potentially have something on the side, some kind of little extra facility that can just kind of, I suppose, make the whole process a lot more fluid. And we do play that role a lot. Or in the event that, you say, like, we know when banks get involved. So for a property developer to get to that point, they might have other security. We can put in these facilities. They can use our money for whatever they want. And then, you know, they get to the point where the bank is happy, and then the bank comes and funds the balance of the project. So, yeah, so we can play a various number of roles. In property development, it's a long process. These things take long. There's lots of different moving parts and involved, and people involved, and people that need to get paid. So there's lots of different roles for us to play. And we would just like to hear and any property developers out there who are having these pain points to contact us. And, you know, we're solutions driven. So we'll try find a way where we can help and where we can put a facility and plug it into their whole picture and their company that can work for them.
Right, because another problem that often comes up, a pain point, if you want to call it that, is you get these regular draws. They'd be weekly or every second week, and that would rely on the quantity surveyor signing off on the work that has been done. That can result in delays. There can be disputes as to whether the work was actually done as it was indicated or not. So it seems like you're suggesting that you have a different way of handling that. It's not a rigid draw, that you would have a little bit of a fund there on the side that you could use. You could pay the quantity surveyor. You could make sure that the project continues. Unlike as often happens with the banks where there's delays because of this.
Yeah, that's the last thing we want. We want a good relationship with our clients and our developers. We buy into their journey and their story. We know what they need when they need it. And we don't let those types of things hold up drawing down money to keep the process going and keep the contractors that they're using happy and make sure that they're not downing tools. Yeah, I mean, you've heard some horror stories where the contractors either down tools or they run away and the guys need to get new contractors involved because the banks have just been too slow to actually come and provide the funding based on those kind of types of things and those issues. So yeah, so we try to look at those. We try to understand what's going on. We also do work with quantity surveyors. So it's not like we don't have that requirement at all, but it's typically a lot less times that those guys need to go throughout the project. And when we, you know, when we do these draws, we kind of back the jockey. You know, we're not like making sure that every little move that they do and every little cent that they spend is done on this project. You know, we back them. We know they're going to spend. You know, that's important to us, is knowing who we're lending to. So we are partnering with you. We want to make this easy. We don't want the quantity surveyor to be there too often throughout the process. We obviously do need a few checkpoints along the way. But on the whole, we're trusting the property developer to use the money and the funds that we give him after those draws have been taken to do what he needs to do to get the project done. And 9.99 out of 10 times, that is what happens. And you actually end up making this project come into market quicker and more successful and easier and better because we've done that.
Finally, Brenton, very quickly, give us an idea of your customer profile and Getters Capital itself, when it was founded. Are you mainly doing property development, or do you cover a range of other types of businesses?
So we were founded in 2017. We are a secured alternate lender, a tech-enabled alternate lender, as we say. So we have a lot of tech involved in our business to help the process of applying for a loan and getting the legals and documentation done and ultimately paying out much quicker and faster than a bank would do. We have grown quite substantially over the last 7 or 8 years. And no, we don't only fund property developers. We definitely fund the full range of the SME market. So we have clients across various different industries: transport sector, manufacturing sector, property development, retailers. Yeah, so we have an enormous range of clients that we look at. We don't want to be sector agnostic or client agnostic. We kind of just looking for the opportunities to help and lend into the SME market at the cheapest price as what we can. So our kind of mantra is to work with the partners, and if you can't get money from a bank, we are the next cheapest funder that you can partner with, and we'll try find a solution to make that work. So we do have a big client base, and I'd say most of them, or all of them that I know, has been very, very happy with us. And we build these long-term relationships, so even though we are an alternate lender and often can be seen as being a bit more expensive than banks, I think just the process of dealing with us, the process of building a relationship with us, as helping your business, be giving you advice on your business and what you should do and how you should do things, whether the guys use it or don't, at least it's nice to have that person giving you that advice and that and building that relationship with the person that's lending money to you. And we find that the guys will come back again and again and again, rather than trying to go through the process of get bank funding.
All
But
right,
in
we'll
that
leave it
but same,
there.
cool.
We'll leave it there. That was Brent Geddes, founder of Geddes Capital. Thank you very much, Brent.
Thank you for having me. It was great.